Connecticut Democratic Governor Ned Lamont says he's prepared to reach across the aisle to Republican lawmakers, even as Democrats are on track to increase their majorities in the state General Assembly next year. WSHU's Evan Udama reports.
After all the close races in Tuesday's election are decided, Connecticut Democrats might pick up 9 seats in the House for a new majority of 100 to 51. And in the Senate, they might pick up 2 seats and increase their majority there 24 to 12. That would mean veto-proof supermajorities in both chambers. Lamont says he's also prepared to work with Republicans next year.
If you got a better idea, come. You got a place at the table, and I'm all ears. But I think the Democrats did come up with solutions, and for that I appreciate. We had good discussions about that. And I hope the Republicans do come forward with solutions of their own, where the numbers add up.
Lamont said something similar after he won the gubernatorial election 2 years ago. But not much cooperative legislation was realized until the coronavirus pandemic. The major lift next year would be the state's 2-year budget. Officials have projected $1 billion deficits that could eat up Connecticut's $3 billion rainy day fund. Ebong Udama, WSH News.